It's Sound Ideas on GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. I'm Mike McCurdy. The Bloomington Normal music scene has seen rejuvenation in the last 7 years. That's according to many musicians and fans, including a promoter in Champaign-Urbana. GLT's John Norton digs into how and why.
Michael Klug and Joe Borberly of Bloomington's Jacked Up and the Empty Bottles say they've seen both the drought and the resurgence of the Central Illinois music scene. Klug says it's about time.
The music scene was non-existent forever, it seemed like. Yeah. I mean, yeah, of course, there was always, you know, a couple of bands playing here, a couple of bands playing there, but there was never anybody at any shows ever.
Any idea what the catalyst might have been?
In my view, it's the castle.
I totally agree.
Many in town share that view of the decade-shuttered movie theater reconditioned to a live music venue, even those who view the scene through a wider age lens.
My name is Edwin Pierce. I've been a resident of Bloomington and Normal since 1977 when I came here for college from California.
40 years later, Pierce is an elder statesman on the Twin City music scene. Musically, he's probably best known as one of the two guitarists in the 80s, 90s Twin Cities rock band, the Something Brothers. That band toured the Midwest incessantly. This is one of their more popular songs from those days.
With five holes round, I'm in my truck, don't even stop at home. I'm gonna meet the Something Brothers at the Metropole. And it's 1, 2, 3 in the morning.
Pierce also owns the popular Monster Pond stores in Normal and Bloomington, and he's still active in the music scene as the guitarist of the 80s cover band, Retrofit.
The Castle Theater has been instrumental at bringing live music to the area. Good live music.
But he had a slightly different take on whether that translates to resurgence.
And that seems to bring people out, and therefore that makes you feel like the music scene is better.
It's not necessarily been revived, it's always been here. It's more visible now.
That's Chris Goldwitzer. He's a local musician and promoter of small shows. This is Planes Mistaken for Stars, a show he promoted at Firehouse Pizza in Normal in 2014.
It used to be if a small, popular band came, they would play maybe in a rec room at ISU. No place bigger than something the size of Six Strings. But now there's a big room available, so the size of band that can come is much bigger.
So among those paying attention to live music in town, one thing is unanimous. The Castle Theater has been a boon to seeing good national touring acts on a regular basis. But is the scene rejuvenated? The consensus seems to be yes, but there is nuance, as Pierce and Goldwitzer hint. That nuance tends to break down along age lines and the era resurgence is being compared with.
I'm trying to remember back in the 80s and the 90s, the scene was huge.
That's Jan Lancaster. She's owned the Bistro in downtown Bloomington for nearly 25 years.
We would always be out every night, and there would be live music even early in the week. Like now you can't find, you know, any bands, you know, usually Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that really starts concentrating on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But at that point, you could go and hear live music almost every night of the week.
Oh, definitely agree with Jan.
Terry Lance is a Bloomington native. In the 80s, if there was live music in town, she was there and saw tons of bands, including Pork and the Havana Ducks.
Oh, I do this song. I love this song.
She remembers a happening live music scene.
There were definitely more places for live music in the 80s.
Than today?
Than today.
I mean, the volume of clubs and venues playing music was larger in the 80s.
I would definitely say the venues playing music was larger in the 80s. They may not have something every night, but you could find something every night.
You're listening to 9 p.m. to 5 by Bloomington's Chicago Farmer from his Midwest Side Stories album. You can discover more local music and hear from artists playing in Central Illinois on the GLT Music Podcast. Find it on NPR One or your favorite podcast app. Castle Theater owner Rory O'Connor talks about his club and the Bloomington Normal music scene tomorrow on Sound Ideas and at WGLT.org.